The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. At that time, Jesus came to Jericho and intended to pass through the town. Now a man there named Zacchaeus, who was a chief tax collector and also a wealthy man, was seeking to see who Jesus was. But he could not see him because of the crowd, for he was short in stature. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore tree in order to see Jesus, who was about to pass that way. When he reached the place, Jesus looked up and said, "Zacchaeus, come down quickly, for today I must stay at your house." And he came down quickly and received him with joy. When they saw this, they began to grumble, saying, "He has gone to stay at the house of a sinner." But as Zacchaeus stood there and said to the Lord, "Behold, half of my possessions, Lord, I shall give to the poor. And if I have extorted anything from anyone, I shall repay it four times over." And Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a descendant of Abraham. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save what was lost." The Gospel of the Lord. "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, then I will enter his house and dine with him." Now, just like Zacchaeus, poor little Zacchaeus was very aware that he was small in stature. But for some reason or other, he had this desire in his heart to see Jesus, probably maybe out of curiosity, we don't know. He also would be a very disliked person in Jericho for the simple reason that he was a tax collector, collecting taxes for the Romans, and also helping himself, you know, charging people more tax than they should have been charged, and taking some for himself. So Zacchaeus had a lot of, probably wasn't a very happy guy because of his height and because of the job he was doing. And it comes across in the gospel this morning, the kind of joy that Zacchaeus experienced when Jesus called him and said, come down, Zacchaeus, today I want to dine with you, stay at your house. To the wealthy, Jesus says that continually, come down, and to the poor, come up. And there's lots of interesting things too in the gospel this morning. Jesus is continually knocking at our door, knocking at our hearts. How does he do that? Well, every day, don't you get little inspirations or ideas or little, you suddenly realize, this is a very serendipitous moment. And you might say, "Oh, I'm lucky to be here," or "lucky to be there." All those little moments are planned by, by God, and it's very important how we respond to them. Somebody calls up, they want to, maybe they're depressed, maybe they're down, they just want a couple of moments of our time, just a couple of moments. And how very often we give the impression, oh, I'm busy, I don't have time to talk to you now. These are the kind of things that bring us closer to the Lord. And that happened today with a little Zacchaeus. And the fact that Jesus called him by name brought about a total transformation in Zacchaeus' life, to the extent he said, Lord, I want to make up for the past. If I wrong Danny, anybody, I'm more than willing to pay them back. I'll give half of all I have to the poor. And so from being a small man in that sense, Zacchaeus became a big man with a generous heart.